Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Let's go!
Hey, welcome to Wednesday show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, here's your question. What is something you're really bad at that you wish you were good? Something you're really bad... Are you buttoning your pants right now?
No, I'm tucking in my shirt.
What on earth?
Oh, boy. What? My pants are buttoned?
I thought she just ran up from the bathroom and was like, forgot
no,
to button her pants.
I never left the room.
Got it.
Yeah, been here the whole time.
I don't know,
time.
I just looked weird.
Yeah, well, tucking in my shirt. Front tuck.
Yeah. Well, is buttoning your pants your answer?
Okay, no, it would be probably focusing.
Oh, man.
Concentrating.
Yeah. What is... I'm not going to let you have that one. That's
why?
That's a medical condition.
I mean,
you had
it's
to take
a disorder.
Medication for it. Yeah. But what is something that you're really bad at that's not a medical condition?
Okay.
Go ahead.
That I wish I was better at?
Mm-hmm.
Piano.
Are you at all good?
Yeah, I took lessons when I was a kid. I can play.
But you can play a little bit.
I can play a little bit, okay. Yeah.
Like what, chopsticks?
But you can't just go like dunking. You can't dunk at all.
Oh, that'd be cool, dude.
That'd be so awesome.
Yeah, but I can play the piano. I can learn more. I can't learn how to
recital?
Dunk. You're correct.
Yes, like
please.
It.
You can do it, Amy.
So I would need lessons.
Okay.
But that's good. I'll take it.
Something you're really bad at. You wish you were good. Lunchbox.
Man, I'm not bad at a lot of things. Okay. I'm pretty good at everything in life. But I guess singing, because I want to go to a karaoke bar and people be like, yeah, like when I do karaoke at a karaoke bar, everybody's like, oh, my God.
They do look, though.
They look and they're just like, get off the stage. Like, I did Bridge Over Troubled Water
why
one time.
Would you do
why would you pick
of
that?
Every song ever.
I don't know who sings it.
Like a bridge Charlie, over troubled water.
Charlie is the one that picked it, and he was like, dude, Charlie. Will you sing with me? Will you sing with me? I was like, yeah, what'd you pick? I mean, I was more like, what did you pick?
Oh.
And he was like, Bridge Over Troubled Water, and they were booing us.
I don't think it was the us they were booing, if I were just guessing.
So, yeah.
Probably the Garfunkel, but in the bad way.
Yeah, I don't know the difference. But, yeah, so that it would probably be singing.
Eddie?
Math. I just get
no, you're dyslexic. You are diagnosed dyslexic.
Well, it's still dyscalculia though, dude.
But you can't. I don't want you to use a medical condition.
But they say that I can fix it, like if I really tried. But I mean, it's too late for
just
that.
Just math.
Like when you guys are
nine
like.
Nine times seven.
Like when you guys do
nine
your,
times seven.
Oh, I can do nines. That's 63.
What did you do with your fingers just then?
Yeah, dude. So give me the number. Nine times what?
Nine times six.
Okay, so you get the six finger, which is that one. It's 54.
You took a finger down.
Yeah, and it's 5-4.
Eight times six.
Oh, no, I can't do 8 times 6.
I'm still confused.
8 times 6, go ahead.
No, I can't do 8 times 6.
Well, you pick a number. 8 times 6.
8 times 6. 48.
That's right.
I did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you know how I went there? This is bad. This is where it's bad. I was like, okay, 8 times 8 is 64. I know that. 64 minus 8
however you get there,
is
that's
56
fine.
Minus 8 is 48.
Great.
But that takes
what they
way
say.
Too long.
That's what they say. However you get there, but it'll take me forever, dude.
Right. This is the problem with our brains. We get there the hard way. It's exhausting.
You still like, get there, though.
When you run out of fingers and toes, it's so hard, dude.
Right.
I think mine would be drawing or painting. I won't do music because I just kind of suck at that. But I bring it up because we were painting pictures, my wife and I was terrible. And she is not an artist either. She actually has medium art skills. Like, she can draw something. I can't draw anything. I have no artistic ability at all.
That's a good one.
But I'd like to be a little better drawing just for that one.
Drawing.
And at Christmas every year at her parents' house, they do this thing where it's like paints Santa Claus. And mine gets left up because it's awful.
They just laugh at
you. Like, they highlight it because it's all. And at first, they thought I wasn't trying. But me painting is kind of like you guys in math.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's terrible.
You get there, but
I get there, but it takes
pretty.
A long time, and it ain't pretty right. when it's over. All right, let's go. We got a big show today. We appreciate you guys being here. What I'm hearing from Scuba Steve about today is Eddie will sign the NDA on the air, the secret information that we can't know. Mm-hmm. And we will also hear his reaction to what he learns, but we can't hear what he learns.
Yeah, so like a reaction could be like, oh!
Could be.
Or, oh.
That's two reactions.
But what if, like, since, like, yes, if I break the NDA, it's $1 million.
$1 million.
What if I don't want to do a reaction?
You don't have to.
But no, you need to make sure that none of these reactions fall under that, because what if it's like...
Well, you got
to
read it, too.
That's what I'm saying,
so
dude.
So do this. Why don't you... Okay, why don't you just hop out? Just go read it first.
What, the NDA?
Yeah.
Like, are you allowed to say, oh, my God?
Okay. Yeah, I think
that's
so.
That's a great question.
That's three reactions Amy shared with us. You can steal any of those. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I shop at a medium-sized regional supermarket chain. They have a promotion where they occasionally email out $10 coupons for anything in the store with no minimum purchase. A few weeks ago, they started sending me a new coupon every day. Money's tight. I appreciate the coupons, but I'm feeling guilty about taking advantage of what is clearly a glitch. Should I come clean with the store's management or just enjoy the free groceries while they last? Signed, Supermarket Sweeps. So what we have to take from this is what she says in the email. It's clearly a glitch. Okay?
So
we can't
knows.
Go, what if they're doing it on purpose?
Yeah.
It's clearly a glitch. Amy?
I mean, I guess if you want to feel better, because I understand that feeling of like, I just want to be doing the right things, you can say, hey, next time you're checking out, just so you know, like, I keep getting these emails. We cool?
But to like a checker who has no idea how to... You could just hit reply and go, hey, I keep getting these $10 coupons. Oh, is this for real?
But is that going to go anywhere to anybody?
Better than a checker that's like 19 working after school.
They don't care. The checker doesn't care.
That's what
care,
I'm saying.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Okay.
She'll be like, put me on that list.
Exactly.
Or he'll be like, let me get some of those, you know?
Yeah, I mean, but I understand the need to want to make sure that you're not doing anything wrong. So I guess however you need to feel good about that, whether it's replying with an email or asking the checker or asking for the manager, as long as you ask and you never know, they might be like, hey, enjoy it while it lasts. Not our glitch. I mean, like them personally.
Because it's a medium-sized regional supermarket chain.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Still a chain.
Chain.
Even if it's regional.
But now you're trying to justify it. I hear you. I hear what you're doing. Go ahead, Eddie.
Dude, I would love this. I would be there twice a day, three times a day. Yep, here's my coupon. There you go. Thank you. I'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah, that's $70 a week.
That's amazing.
Lunchbox?
I'm not going to question them why they're giving me coupons. Hey, you want me to spend your coupon? I'll spend it. Sort of like if Amazon kept dropping packages off on my front porch. I'm not going to call Amazon and be like, hey, you keep dropping off all these packages. I'm just going to open up and enjoy.
That's different.
Scary. Yeah.
That's
like,
different.
Have you opened them up? Like, what's
I mean,
really
are
inside?
You kidding me,
yeah,
dude?
Like
you're getting free $10 every day. If someone kept dropping a $100 bill off on your front porch.
I hear you, but the Amazon package, there's like different specific stuff in it. With the coupons.
Yeah, that one threw me off a little bit.
Yeah.
Do y'all know how much money we could have made off that package that was sent to my house?
Oh yeah, time. But you also might end up dead.
True.
Yeah. So, this is what I think I would do.
Don't say anything.
Can't say anything.
They're going to fix it soon.
Exactly.
It's not going to go on forever. They're going to fix it soon.
Yeah, when they see you in there three times a day.
When they see everybody. I'm sure you're not the only person also that this glitch is affecting in a positive way.
Good point.
What I would say is, don't be so selfish and give some to your friends.
Just print out a lot of them.
Well, if they send you 5 in a week, you know there's a glitch. Maybe you do reply and go, hey, I'm getting a lot of these. Is there a glitch? And after that, you're kind of free and clear.
Okay.
And then you kind of, then you just go on, so you don't feel so even gluttonous.
Yes.
You just give Eddie Lunchbox a couple.
Thank
give me a
you.
Couple.
Or you just reply and say thank you.
Everybody can experience the wealth, although it is, but you know what's right. And that's not right.
Deep inside. And you know what? Who knows?
Yeah, Jesus knows.
Knows.
That's
yeah.
right.
So they're going to fix it soon enough. I probably, if you feel bad, you reply and go, hey, I'm getting these every day. Is there a glitch? It probably fixes it right then. But if you get a bounce back, that's showbiz, baby. Then you pass them out to your friends and you go,
Yeah,
get your detergent.
Savings time.
Let's go. I'm a terrible person. All right, close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Let's go to Mike in Alabama, who's on the phone. Hey, Mike, what's going on, buddy?
I just want to comment on something. I guess it's in general. I love listening to y'all's show. But I've noticed that every time something good happens to either you, Eddie, Lunchbox has a problem with it. Is he a narcissist?
Good question. Also, Amy and Morgan would be the two ladies that work here with us. And is Lunchbox a narcissist? Amy, to you first.
I know.
Yes, he is.
He is Eddie, not.
How can you say no? Absolutely, he's a narcissist.
Wait, do y'all know what a narcissist
yes,
is?
Yes, everything's about him
me.
When did I get angry about anything that happened to anybody?
Well, when Eddie was recognized at the basketball game, you were like, that's the stupidest thing you ever heard.
No, right? I was, because he built it up like I was about to see that he saw Keith Urban walk in or someone, and then he goes, and then the crowd started whispering at him. I'm like, the crowd didn't whisper. He added that detail. So
but we feel like you get upset at everything that's not you. You get upset at every new person that comes on the air that takes any of your apparent shine that you deserve. You have excessive admiration for yourself. Who's the best looking person you know?
Me.
Right. Boom. What are you on a scale of 1 to 10?
10.
Right. So I would say yes, without a doubt. He's
but that's one. That's one thing. He does like attention and all that, but that's just one thing of the many things that a narcissist does.
Hey, we all like attention.
By definition, a narcissist is a person who has excessive interest and or admiration of themselves.
Yeah, that's one of the things.
That's the definition. And if that's the one thing, that's him.
Oh, all right, wow. Fine. I'll take it. Prom king and narcissist. That's cool.
No, Lunchbox, you're not a narcissist.
You can't even say narcissist.
No, and she's like fighting to her death. Dude,
why, Amy?
So I'm not, because I think that's a term that gets thrown around, and I think it's
personality qualities include thinking very highly of oneself, needing admiration, believing others are inferior, and lacking empathy for others.
So what you're saying is being confident is being a narcissist?
Well, there is a fine line. If it's all about you all the time, that would be narcissistic.
I think he has empathy.
He gets mad at telling me something good when people win the lottery.
Right. And that's tell me something good.
Yes. Wait, so he struggles getting happy for people, but he can get sad for people or relate to their sadness in
top
a way.
Eight things a narcissist has. Number one, a sense of over self-importance. Check. Two, a preoccupation with power, beauty, or success. Check.
Check.
Three, entitled.
He's not preoccupied. Okay.
With what?
Well, not his own. He doesn't care about how he looks.
No, he thinks he looks awesome.
He looks good all
the time. And money, it's all he thinks about is success and money.
Okay.
That's right.
Number three, entitled. Check. I deserve cheesecake.
Yeah.
Remember that?
I did deserve it.
Entitlement.
Number four, only wants to be around people who are important or special or brags when with them.
VIPs.
Here's me and Diddy. Although we didn't talk about that one anymore.
No, we don't talk about that one anymore.
Yeah.
Number five, interpersonally exploitive for their own gain.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on that one too. That's number six, arrogant.
All I do is win.
That's a constant.
I don't think I'm arrogant. I think I'm confident.
Number seven, must be admired.
Now that's true.
He likes the Lambo. He wanted to take a Lambo to his reunion.
Yeah, I think you have NPD. But that's okay.
What?
What is NPD?
Narcissistic personality disorder.
Why is it a disorder?
Here's the final one. Envious of others, or you believe that others are envious of you.
What does envy mean?
Stop.
They want to be me?
Sure.
Oh, people want to be me for sure.
There you go.
They wish they had my life.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, I think you are exactly right, buddy. I don't know why Amy's defending him so hard.
Because
I think
he's Mike not wants like my manipulative life. And controlling and gaslight. Like, he doesn't do all the other things. Like, yes, he's...
I just listed all eight things from the
those
Duke
are not the
Health,
only ones.
DukeHealth.org.
The Duke University?
Yes.
If it's Duke, I don't really believe
it. Literally.
Yeah, Duke.
Not with the camera crazy.
Yeah, I'm not believing Duke.
Mike, yes, I appreciate that call, and I think you're exactly right. Why do you think that is?
I don't know why. I just noticed it. I guess because I had a relationship with a woman that was a narcissist, and she drove me crazy, and it took me 11 years to get out of it, and I've picked up on it now, whether you're a bad narcissist that hurt people or, you know, I don't say a good narcissist, but a normal narcissist, and I think that's what he is. I've saved 10 people's lives in my lifetime, and I've never told no one. Everyone wanted me to be on Ellen and so forth. The last one was in October of 2017. It was a gunshot victim. I was going after one of the shooters when I seen the guy laying in between the gas pumps, and blood was all over the place. And when I got to him, he had no pulse, and I brought him back. But I've never told no one. I'm one of the least selfless men you'll ever meet in my life. And I guess just hearing, I listen to y'all every day, and I guess just hearing Lunchbox not be happy for the people he worked with, especially, like, I think Eddie was getting his own podcast or something. He had something negative to say about that.
Scuba Steve was getting his own show on the iHeartRadio. Yeah.
So, I mean, but I love listening to him because he makes me laugh sometimes, but sometimes I'm like, dude, get with the program, man.
Same.
Well, hey, I'm proud of you for saving 10 lives. I saved 7. I did a Power Red donation with the Red Cross about a month and a half ago. I saved 7 lives. You saved 10. So me and you are like two in the same, man. We're saving lives out here.
I think he means he's like physically gone and seen the life he's saving and risked his own, where you gave blood and just took their word for it.
No, Power Reds is different. Blood saves 3. Power Reds saves 7.
What about the pets you saved?
Oh, I give $2 every time I get dog food for my two dogs.
Yeah.
Well, Mike, we appreciate you bringing light to something that I think needed to be said.
But I don't, the Lunchbox, I don't think he'd weave through 30-something gunshots to save a man's life.
But you're crazy. If you do something like that, dude, you got to be recognized.
That's a narcissist.
The whole point is
David Fonda was recognized.
Like, David, what's his name?
It's not David.
It's not David. That's the name he faked.
That's the point.
David, Mike, whatever your name is.
Yeah, yeah.
You should, when you do something like that, you should get the clout.
I don't need the clout. Jesus is my clout, brother.
I love it. And with that, peace out.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
This is a funny one. The woman's name is Kelly, and so she has a bench right beside her front porch. I guess they just hang out on. This goose laid eggs right under the bench. She doesn't know the goose. The goose is not her goose. So she was thinking, what do I do with the eggs? Do I cook them?
Yeah.
Do I not touch them and let them? So it turns out, though, they're federally protected. You can't move any part of a nest or goose eggs. So she's like, well, I don't want to get in trouble, because she'd already posted they were there.
Oh, no.
So she left them. And so then she started to document what had happened. And the mama goose would come back around and, like, cover it up. And so the wind would blow and blow it all off, but she would recover it with what the mama goose had put on, like the leaves and the trees and stuff. And so now she does this on TikTok, and she is making sure the goose eggs hatch and that all the baby geese are actually able to get to where the mom is and they're not killed.
Hmm. Wow.
Or the dogs don't get to them and eat them. She's even set up a little thing on the edges of it, so a dog, because a dog can, or any animal can come and eat goose eggs.
So she probably doesn't have kids, huh? Because, like, my kids would have easily gotten those and thrown them.
No.
Unless she got to them before the kids did.
Maybe.
Yes. Inspiremore.com had the story, but random goose laying eggs, and now, like, she's in charge of them.
What's the expression where you say, like, a goose egg?
Zero. It's in the shape of zero.
Oh, the goose egg.
Goose egg.
Got it.
Zero. Yeah, it's a shape thing.
Or also, if you hit your leg and you get it, like my son
goose
hit his shin.
Goose, you like, because a goose pecker, like a peck,
yeah.
They would like attack and peck you,
yeah,
like in your butt, but you get goosed.
Yeah.
What were you going to say about a shin?
Oh, like my son hit his shin the other day and there was a little, like a big raised bump. And I don't know. I just said, oh, it's a little goose egg. You're going to be fine. I don't know why I even said that.
Us either.
Maybe my mom said that to me when I was little.
Or maybe you're just coming up with stuff because you're off your medication. That could be it, too.
I feel it applies.
Okay.
A little goose egg?
There you go.
A little bump?
That is, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7, U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person. Anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs, and I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon. Because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, like, not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Right Brand bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me, and I came back. It was up here in the studio, and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Right Brand bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked, it is unbelievable, almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Right Brand bacon and experience bacon the right way. Can I show you something and you don't laugh at me?
Yeah.
You're lying because you don't know if you're going to laugh at me or not.
No, I cannot laugh.
My new temporary hobby is I like to buy these things called auto-cut signatures. So it's like an autograph.
Oh, boy.
What's up? But it's not anything autographed. It's like, it's...
The.
No, that's just a word. But it's like authenticated, and it's them that signed something. And I'm doing a heroes collection of my own personal heroes. So I've got like autographs in like a case that's been authenticated and graded from people like David Letterman. I got a cool ticket that he signed.
Yeah.
Mark Grace, first baseman for the Cubs. And I ordered one of Sting, the wrestler. And so, you know who Sting is?
Yes.
So this is my auto cut from Sting, the wrestler. And I got it. It's big, yeah, except it's stupid Sting, the singer.
From the police.
I got the wrong one. Oh. Well,
yeah, I got every breath you take.
How do you, because it says it on top.
Every move you make.
Well, so can you sell that?
I wanted Sting or Splash. What? I mean, what kind of idiot buys these? I don't know.
You.
I know. That's my point.
How much?
I
want to know.
So it's just a signature.
How much?
Yeah. So it's a signature, but it's in a case. It's cased and it's authenticated by like PSA or Beckett. I don't want to have to worry about if it's real or not. I want everything to be sealed. I've got a collection. I just ordered Ed Asner yesterday.
Who's that?
Exactly. $12. He's the boss. I'm Mary Tyler Moore. Kind of the fat guy.
Oh, no, man. I don't remember that show, dude.
See,
a long time
ago. Have a problem with
I got an Ernie Banks.
Now that's cool.
In a case, I got an Ernie Banks.
Who's that?
Shortstop for the Cubs, like, you know, back in the 60s, 69s.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Like, but I have a Heroes, but then Sting is not the right Sting. So now I got to go order another one.
You can make good money for that off that.
But I'm not trying to, but this is my own collection. I also want to
keep that one.
Let me tell you about my therapist, though. My therapist said, like, find something that I will collect and I can keep. Not something that's super expensive, because this was probably like $60, $65, right?
Okay.
And also that people, because it's impossible, and I know this, to buy me anything for my birthday or Christmas, because I've been single for so long. I'm married now, and now I have money, so I just buy whatever I want.
Yeah, you have everything.
So my therapist was like, why don't you have a hobby that people can, like, for your birthday, help you and, like, get you cool stuff that does not cost a whole lot?
Okay, but your birthday is past.
Or Christmas. Okay. Or whatever.
You're going to be over this hobby.
You're correct. About a month. I know.
Yeah.
I know. So anyway.
And so do you hang those on the wall? Like, what do you do with them?
No, I have a case and I stow them away.
But so you don't even display them?
No. I can if you want to come over and look at them and go through them like baseball cards. Yeah.
No, but I thought the point of having that stuff is to put it on the wall so people can see it. It's a conversation piece. Like, if you're going to just buy them and put them somewhere where no one sees them,
I got a Greg Maddux signed 300th game winning ticket.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay, so, so these are the signature ones, but what are you doing with your word obsession? Are you over that?
No, no, that's all I could afford for George Washington.
That wasn't an obsession, the word.
That's what started it.
Yeah.
I bought, okay, so George Washington had written the word
the
in a letter, and I bought the clipped out word of the that George Washington, father of our country, bought. Mm-hmm.
And it's funny that's the word the.
Because these used all over is what my theory. I did order a Richard Nixon and a Jimmy Carter. President's collection is growing a little bit, too.
So
now you're signatures. On President's.
No, no. I have the Heroes collection, and then I have President's collection, and then I have artists I didn't mean to order. Sting. Every breath you take.
So is your goal to get one from every president?
I don't think so, because I don't think I can.
Why Nixon? I don't know.
It was like $50.
Yeah, because he was involved. He's a big time.
I'm just on the cheaper ones right now. Yeah. Like, if you wanted, like, a George Washington, or
oh,
it's like...
Gosh.
$70,000. That's why I got the word the. I could afford that.
Gotcha. You know?
Oh, man.
But that's my new obsession is...
Amy, you did a good job not laughing.
Yeah. I feel like the Sting one, you just pivot. You keep it. It'll be a fun story or you sell it.
Would it be a fun story?
I put in offers for both Obama and Trump.
Oh, nice.
How much are they?
More than Sting and more than
less
Jimmy
than...
Carter.
Okay.
Yeah. All but right. They're not super cheap, but they're both still alive, so you can get them. So that's my new collection.
All right,
but this is the wrong one. Order the wrong one.
So do you order the new one now? The wrestler?
I'm going to during the break.
Hey guys, how many presidential signatures would Bobby have to get to have all the presidents? How many would he have?
46, Amy.
Good job.
Oh, I was still thinking.
Boys and girls.
Good job, dude.
Boys and girls, thank you.
And why does she look at us like we're the dumb ones?
Because like, I knew.
You're on our level, don't I? Like, you're
no. Actually, I'm easy trivia.
I mean,
that's true. She is
right
easy trivia champion.
Let's relax on you. And like, you're all hoity toity and so much smarter than us.
Like, hey, dumb guys.
Yeah. Hey, idiots over there.
Hey, stupids.
We also did that thing for Money in a Jar the other day, and I won it.
You did win that.
You're so smart, Amy.
Thank you.
I also accidentally shipped some of this stuff up here. Like, I have one coming Saturday, but I'm not going to be here for it.
Oh, yeah. Watch out. People steal stuff around here.
Exactly. So, that's my new obsession. If anyone wants to buy this, I'll sell it. Sting. The Singer, $1,000.
Oh, cheers.
I'm good, man.
Okay, just making sure. All right, cool. All right, I'm going to play this, and then we're going to hear from Eddie, who looked at the NDA. He's going to give us his reaction just to the NDA that the record company wants him to sign. That's coming up next. Here's a question, Amy. Where would you prefer to be hit on?
I'm sorry?
Where would you prefer to be hit on if it's going to happen? If a guy is somewhere and you're somewhere, how would you prefer it happen? And hit on is kind of a weird, I don't know, nobody says that. But for a guy to come up and flirt with you, what's the scenario in your mind that is most advantageous to him?
I don't know that this has happened to me in a while, so I don't know. Right now, I'm thinking the grocery store, but also hiking. One of those two places that I like.
So how would they do it? How would you prefer they do it so you don't feel weird about it?
I think I'm going to feel weird no matter what.
It's just going to be awkward.
It's probably going to be awkward for me no matter what, because I'm probably not going to realize he's hitting on me.
Well... Once you thought the guy at the supermarket was hitting on you, the grocery store.
Well, he asked for my number.
No. He needed your cell phone number for the credit card thing.
That was confusing.
Right.
Right. So see how I was confused there? Mm-hmm. If you're just directly asking for my number, I'm like, why would you? Because I wasn't used to having
like, what's
give
your number?
My number for that.
It was a checker, and he's like, what's your number?
Right.
And you're like, I'm married. But you're not anymore, though.
Correct.
Morgan, let me ask you, because I don't know if you and your dude are like boyfriend now. Are you boyfriend, girlfriend?
I will plead the fifth.
Good. Fine by me.
Whoa.
For now. We'll come back to that. How would you, in your single days, even 6 months ago, how would you have preferred to be hit on?
I feel like it would be in a social setting like a bar or happy hour, some type of very casual setting. Oh. Because in grocery stuff, it's a little bit more formal. I have been approached at a grocery store.
Really?
And it's definitely more awkward.
Like, what do they do?
I like your melons. I'm talking about your watermelons.
I don't know. Right now, I'm on the cereal aisle in my head, and I'm going for the granola, and he's like...
Oh, I eat the same. I have the same fiber issues, you know, that type thing.
Yeah, something like that.
I can't poop for days either. That same situation?
That's not where my brain went, but...
So here's the article. AskMen.com has it where they say women generally don't want to be hit on when they're doing their daily activities.
Oh, like hiking and at the grocery store.
Basically, yeah.
Okay.
If they're walking down the street, if they're grocery shopping, if they're doing what they normally do, it's not a good moment to interrupt them. The article says it's true there are some women who don't mind being approached, but even when it's a positive thing, there's always that very awkward moment of, wait, am I being, why is this person talking to me? It's best to approach them during happy hours, out with friends, or social settings. But if your only moment is to shoot a shot at the grocery store, like, it's not like you're going to see her at the Totino's and for sure get her back at the restaurant. Like, you may be a one-time opportunity.
Yeah, like, if he's like, hey, have you tried that granola? Because that kind's good. I'd be like, thank you for the heads up.
And you wouldn't think they were flirting with you.
Well, not initially, but then obviously if he's flirting, he'll keep talking or find a way.
What if he gets just a totally cold response like, oh, yeah, thanks, I'll be sure to check that out?
No, I'd be excited for the granola tip. I don't know. See, this is why I'm single, probably.
Yeah. Morgan, your thoughts on this article?
Yeah, I feel like it's accurate because when I have been approached, like I was approaching a grocery store parking lot and the guy was driving, he just like stopped me and was like, hey, you want to go on a date sometime? And I was like, this feels really weird.
Weird, but that's pretty baller.
Okay.
I would never have the guts to do that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, like, it was very approachable and I wouldn't discourage anybody from doing that if that's their opportunity. But I do think in a social setting, when there's just more communication happening, you're in a better situation for it to be successful.
Yeah, otherwise it's like cold calling.
Yeah.
Doing sales. Person's like working their job. It's like, well, no, I don't want to buy a spool of paper, you know, but good. Amy, you're learning. You're in a single again.
Am I though? I don't know that
you're divorced now.
Right. But I don't know that I'm learning anything. My friend told me to go sit at a bar at a nice restaurant or like a nice hotel and have a book and a glass of wine and sit there. And
yeah, but
wait.
Then if nobody comes up to you, you're going to go, I must be ugly, when it's not that at all.
Or it's like, God, I got all ready and I had no friends with me.
You're just like looking for disappointment.
I'm alone.
I know.
And it reeks of desperation and they can mistake you for a lady of the night.
I don't think either one of those are true.
No. In Las Vegas, if
what's
you
were in Vegas, we're here.
I'm just telling you, if you want to know which ones are the ladies of the night,
but we're not in Vegas.
Okay.
We're here.
All right.
And also, I don't think it reeks of desperation. I just think you're setting yourself up for failure, where something doesn't happen, or it's not a guy that you would.
I guess I would have to do it with no expectations.
Just
like
you're a hooker. I just want you to know that you're not a hooker.
I didn't say that.
It never crossed my mind. It never crossed my mind that someone would think that.
Okay. I do want to bring Eddie in the studio. He's not in studio right now. If we could bring him in from my office. Eddie's looking over this NDA that he's supposed to sign today to learn the industry secret that not even I know. Eddie, you've looked over the paper. You do not know the secret yet because you haven't signed it.
I have the paper in my hand.
Okay.
Oh, I see it.
Quickly, what can you tell me? Because I don't want no details of the paper, but how do you feel before you sign this?
Yeah. I feel nervous now because when I look at the paper, all I see is $1 million, and they wrote it out with all the zeros.
And what does it say?
I can't tell you exactly
that
what
line,
it says.
That line you can. It said the penalty is $1 million.
It says it's titled confidentiality agreement.
Uh-huh.
That's the top of it. And I will say that it's written by a label president and a lawyer.
Okay.
That's about all I can say.
I don't want to mess with.
Here's the deal, though. I don't know when this thing ends. Like, what if I can't ever, ever, ever say it?
Well, didn't you say they're going to eventually?
Yeah, but he says if it doesn't say it, and we can all talk about whatever it is, but he can't. He's like, I don't know.
Yeah, I still can't talk about
it. Confirm or deny. Okay, so the signing ceremony where Eddie learns the secret.
Boy.
I mean, you could sign it now, and then we just tell him the secret, because I don't know it. I'm not going to be telling him.
Do you want me to sign it right now?
Yeah. You want to drum roll him?
You've never signed one of these? This is intimidating.
I have signed. I'm not signing it for this, though. Go ahead.
Lunchbox. I'm signing.
$1 million. You're not winning $1 million.
Boom, right there.
Did you sign it?
I signed it. That's the first time I've ever signed one of these.
Did you sign it? Looks like one pinch.
Yeah, it is like a worm.
That's my signature, man.
Okay. Yeah, your worm. Yeah. Eddie the worm. Okay, he has signed it. We will hear, the secret, but we will hear his reaction to the secret coming up in a little bit.
$1 million.
But if you tell anybody, you get fined $1 million.
That's crazy.
I don't know what it is. The only person that knows what it is is Scuba Steve.
Real talk.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have $1 million. So what if I say something?
They'll just sue you.
Like, they'll garnish your wages.
All of them?
They eventually.
Oh, until you pay that.
Yeah, they sue you.
That's my whole life.
Mm-hmm. Well, good luck. Don't tell the secret. Here's a voicemail from Tristan in Tennessee.
My mom thinks that she saw Eddie at the gas station, and I don't think it was him. Eddie, we at the gas station, the Thornton in Lebanon, Tennessee, on Saturday around like 6:45 p.m. with your two kids. I don't think it was you, but yeah.
Boy, Eddie's getting spotted everywhere.
Dang, man. That was me.
Wow.
I was at the Thorntons.
Another
dude.
Celebrity in the wild story with Eddie.
That's funny.
Your listeners are seeing Eddie everywhere and freaking out.
In Lebanon, Tennessee, baby.
Is Eddie wearing a shirt now that says, I'm Eddie from the Buy a Bone Show?
Call like, this
what,
number.
Like, what is he doing?
That's a good idea.
Handing out cards. Hey, guys, tell him you saw me. I'm trying to get my importance up on the show.
No, man. I don't know what's happening, but, you know, just living my life.
Bro, that's two. Everybody seen Eddie?
The Buy a Bone Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So there's a new study that says if you have a pet that has passed away, having an encounter with its ghost will help you deal with grief.
Also, having an encounter with your pet's ghost says you shouldn't do experimental drugs.
Yeah, because how else are you going to do that? How are you going to encounter your pet's ghost?
Well, an experience could be that you dream about your dead dog. That is an encounter in a way. Like, they're part of your life. It doesn't mean that the dog is, like, haunting you or coming back to visit you.
So seeing somebody in a dream counts as a ghost experience? Then I think I've seen ghosts then.
I guess we all have.
Yeah, I always thought it was, like, something floating around.
Or, like, if you hear, like, my dog, when she walks on the hardwoods, it's like, clink, 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 clink. It's like, say you're in another room, but your dog is dead, but you still hear the clink, 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 clink. Like, they say that can help you as well.
Then I've for sure seen the ghost of my cell phone. It vibrates in my pocket sometimes. Oh, it's not even there.
What about that ghost dog you saw at your house, that white one?
Yeah, that's not my old dog, though. That's just a ghost dog. And it disappeared. And since I moved, it hasn't even shown up. That's how I know it was a ghost.
Maybe it stays in the old
place.
It
haunts the house it used to live.
Correct.
That's true.
Whatever.
Okay, what else you got?
Older people are revealing their biggest regrets, and the general consensus was that money really isn't as important as we think it is. Of course, having food and a roof over our head, that's great. But experiences and the people you surround yourself with are ultimately like what older people regret. They regret working so much and not having life experiences.
I hate to be this guy because I'm not on Lunchbox's team, but a lot of experiences you have to pay for.
It costs money.
Like vacation.
No. What do you mean? Just like hanging out at the park?
Absolutely. I agree with
picnics.
That.
Waterfalls.
I agree. Yes, absolutely. But a lot of times experiences are things that it doesn't count as an experience if you can do it every day. That's every day. That's like things that happen.
Fishing.
And I agree.
Game night.
No, yes, but that wouldn't be considered an experience if you do it 100 times. An experience is like something you do once or twice. It's an experience. Mm. So I agree. But also old people are probably like, I should probably just say this.
And old people probably don't remember those experiences because they lose their minds.
What?
I don't think they
lose their memories.
Dude, when you get older, it's harder to remember things.
No, you lose your hearing.
Maybe your vision.
No. You talked, like, I talked to my parents, and I was going to say you guys, but your parents are
dead. Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah, they died.
They're like, man, so I don't remember
rest
that.
In peace, our parents.
They're like, I'll be honest, now that I'm older, I don't remember as much. And I'm like, exactly, your memories fade. So they don't remember having money was so awesome.
They don't remember how they wish they would have had more money.
Yes.
They only remember.
It's selective memory. It's like, oh, you know what I mean? Now that I'm older, I don't even remember wanting money. But back in the day, they wanted money and they realized they needed money.
See, I'm not on that team.
Because as they're older, they don't want to do those experiences because they don't want to jump out of airplanes. They don't want to go on these adventures because they're older. They're worried. You know what I mean? I'm comfortable just having game night with Sally and Betty across the street.
But it also doesn't have to be jumping out of airplanes.
Well, just going to a concert, going to something.
Yeah.
It costs money.
Well, that was my point, but I hear you. But I now don't want to be on your team anymore, so I'm fully with Amy now.
Isn't it wild to think about? Like, a lot of our memories aren't the actual real memory anyway. It's like, however we last thought about it, it gets filed away in our brain, but it's probably not accurate.
Yeah. All we have is perspective. That's all anybody ever has.
Yeah.
And none of it is actually true. It's like when two people get in a fight. There's that story, then there's the real story.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, what else?
There's a TikTok challenge called the Blackout Challenge. Anyone tried it?
I don't know what it is.
I'm out.
Well, you pretty much hold your breath until you pass out.
No.
You know, that would be hard to do because I feel like I would just go before I got to that stage.
Yeah, well, kids in school are trying it, and one kid at a middle school recently passed out while at school, had to go to the hospital. So teachers are urging parents to talk to their kids about the Blackout Challenge and how we shouldn't do things like that.
That's commitment because I think I would just go, can't breathe, like my body naturally would.
Yeah.
If you can hold it past that point and keep holding your breath,
Dang.
The discipline.
Like the CIA probably has a job for you if you can do that.
But we used to do the blackout challenge. But
that was a choking thing.
Yeah, without holding our breath. Yeah, you just push.
Get your hands off me.
I was listening to a guided meditation the other day to where he was like saying, like, try to hold your breath. And then he said, if your body starts to do weird things or you wake up on the floor, that's very normal. And that's what
blackout challenge.
And I'm like, I'm sitting there thinking, okay, I guess I'm not doing it right because I'm not on the floor. But
you're being guided by the wrong person is what I say to that. Yeah. All right, is that it?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Paul and Larry are two buddies in Kentucky, and one says, hey, man, I need to go to Walmart. You want to come with me? Yeah, jump on in the truck. So Paul and Larry are walking around the Walmart when all of a sudden Larry collapses. Boom. Right there on the aisle. And Paul's like, man, I used to be in the military. I learned CPR 60 years ago. Let me see if I can still do this. Gets down there. Brings Larry back to life before paramedics arrive.
Wow. Also sounds like he was in the Baja Men.
Who let the dogs out?
Yeah. Isn't that what you do it to?
No. Staying alive.
Dang it. Thought I had it.
Staying alive.
Press.
Staying alive.
Press.
Start over.
Press.
That's what you do, man.
Well, I messed it up. But either way, Paul remembered from 60 years ago, saved his buddy. And I mean, no idea if they got the stuff they went to Walmart for.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't matter. It's Walmart in every corner. Go get it later.
Yeah, go get it when he gets out of the hospital.
That's right. Good job, Paul Morgan. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs, and I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon, because I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it like not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Right Brand bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me and I came back. It was up here in the studio and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Right Brand bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked. It is unbelievable. Almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Right Brand bacon and experience bacon the right way.
All right, let's go over to Amy and get in the morning corny.
The morning corny.
What do you call a chicken who tells jokes?
What?
A comedian.
That's a stupid. That's funny though.
He's got it.
That's
very funny.
That was the morning corny.
You guys familiar with Coe Wetzel?
Mm-hmm.
So he's an artist.
Yeah.
So really played just so many shows. organically built a base. He came over to my house and we did an hour long interview, and I was just warned, like, be careful around this guy. Like, I literally was warned that. I was like, what? He's coming to my house. Like, do I even want to have? He was awesome. So he came over, but there definitely is an edge to the guy. Coe Wetzel talking about getting into fights with his friends. Here you go.
I sprained my knee actually like 2 days ago. Me and my buddies, we get drunk, just fight each other, I guess. Everything's good the next morning, but it's kind of like at the time, it's just a lot of testosterone. It's like a lot of built up energy, and then we all get it out, and then we throw down, and then we hug on each other, love on each other. The next morning, like, man, that was a wild night. You know, we got a black eye or a busted knee, you know. And
that's what he does with his buddies.
What on earth?
Black guys, busted knees, they get drunk and just have at it.
That's how they hang out?
That's why people were saying, watch out for Coe.
I get it.
Again, I really liked him, but we talked about going to jail.
Well, there's a couple times I woke up in jail and didn't know why I was there. Whenever you're in a cement room and you're the only one in there and they won't tell you what's going on, you kind of start to reflect a little
bit. You didn't know what it was.
No, huh? And the first time I got picked up, this is how bad it was. I was so drunk that 24 hours after they pick me up, they come to do all the fingers and stuff, and I still couldn't remember my social security number. And they were like, this is crazy. So they put me back in for 24 more hours.
See, this is why people were warning me. Like, I'm glad he's my friend and not my enemy. One more. This is Coe Wetzel on the Bobbycast talking about how him going to jail was a wake-up call after talking to his dad.
Calling my pops then, you know, he was like, the only time I was ever disappointed in you is if you got picked up or went to jail, you know? And he goes, now you got to kind of look, step back and take a look at it. You know, that could have been a whole lot worse. So you could have woke up and killed somebody, or maybe it's time to grow up a little bit. The music that I was making back then, whenever I was going super hard, and what I'm kind of known for today, is that was it. And now, you know, going into the newer music, it's kind of taking a little shift, a little turn. And I don't know. I think people are going to stick with it.
It's a good hour. I like the guy.
He's got a cool voice.
I was scared of the guy before he got over, not for any reason other than people were just like, watch out.
If
you become too good of friends, he just punches you. Coe Wetzel on the Bobbycast. Search for that wherever you listen to your podcast.
You know what I just realized based off his first clip in testosterone? I forgot to put my testosterone cream on this morning.
We can tell. We've been talking about it.
We were wondering.
Yeah, we were all like, I wonder if she's off her testosterone.
No, this is not good because I'm supposed to be. Yeah. I got to consider. Now I'm not going to put it on until I get home this afternoon.
I know. Crazy.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Because you want your beard to grow fully, right?
Yeah.
No, but I'm low T. I want it causes brain fog.
I hear you.
Okay.
You can tell.
Eddie could lose $1 million in this segment. Eddie, do you have $1 million?
No, okay. No, not even close.
So Eddie has signed a non-disclosure agreement. I tried for them to let Lunchbox and Ray sign it to learn the secret. They said no.
They can't be trusted.
For some reason, they think you can be trusted.
Yeah.
All good. Amy, you were also selected to not sign it. Does it hurt your feelings at all?
No, I'm okay.
Okay. I didn't sign it either. What happened? Quick story. A few days ago, record label said, we want to give you some secret, but you need to sign this with a penalty of $1 million. I said, I pass. They said, no, we want to tell you a
secret. You were scared of the $1 million?
No, I just don't care. I don't think I'll care.
You don't want to know a secret?
Not about, no, I'll learn it anyway, apparently. So I said, no, thank you. And then our boss was like, you should sign it. I said, I'm good. I don't want to have $1 million penalty in case I say something. So I said, what if Lunchbox and Ray can do it? That would be hilarious. Because you know they'll end up saying something. How funny is it they got fined $1 million? I've been fined $1 million by the FCC. It's not fun.
Nah, not funny.
So they said no. So they said that Eddie is the person they think would be best to sign. Eddie has signed this agreement. He's now going to learn what the secret is. Ray, can you give us some secret music? Because we're not going to hear it.
Oh, this part of the secret?
What,
the music?
Whatever we're about to play?
I don't know what Ray's about to play, so none of us know what it is, including myself. So we're going to be quiet.
Oh, no,
that's just background.
Scuba Steve is in your ears.
Scuba, are you there?
Now, we can't hear Scuba Steve.
I hear him.
Now, tell him to tell you the secret, and guys, don't talk. Just let the music play. I don't want Eddie to be distracted.
Okay, Scuba, I am now...
15 seconds to tell you the secret.
Ready.
Go.
To hear the secret.
Let's hear Eddie's reaction. Okay, Eddie's got big eyes right now. He's got big eyes. He's turning his head.
Hold on. Repeat that second part.
Again, I do not know what the secret is.
Yeah. Yeah.
It involves two yes.
And he's scratching his lip.
Mm-hmm. Like, he's got big eyes. He's not understanding something.
It's probably math.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
He's shaking his head back and forth. He's now spitting on himself.
He's like, he doesn't have words or he's not.
Hold on, guys, quiet. Hold on. Say that again.
Stop yelling. We're doing a show here.
No, we're supposed to be quiet.
Okay. Is that the end of the secret? I mean, there can be more. Wow. Okay.
You're not talking to me. You're talking to Scuba Steve.
I'm talking to Scuba. Guys, I'm talking to Scuba here.
Okay, I hear you.
Okay, we're done.
Okay, cut. Cut the secret. Cut Scuba off so now we can talk to you.
Scuba's done.
Okay. We tried to be as quiet as we could.
This is so hard. I've spoiled so many movies. Like, now I don't even know what to say.
So, what was it?
He almost did it. He almost did it.
Dude, I don't even want to look at you. Dude, I have like, I don't want to say too much.
Do you have too much on your shoulders? Do you need to let it out?
Yes. Like, I just feel like I have a weight on me right now.
Give him a massage.
What if we do the telephone
game? Listen up.
You whisper it to Amy, and Amy whispers it to Lunchbox. He whispers it to me, and we'll see what comes out
like
at the
game
end.
Of telephone.
I don't even want to talk about anything.
You don't?
Like, anything.
So you don't even want to?
Not really.
Have us like poke you about the bit or anything?
Not even the bit. Anything, dude. I don't even want to question. Like, what's your favorite color? I don't care.
You don't want to say,
like, what if I accidentally say something now? That's $1 million that I don't have that I'm going to have to pay.
Okay, can I ask you one question about it?
No.
Okay, well, there we have it.
All right, that was good.
I guess my question was, and you don't have to answer it, is it worthy of me signing? I'm not going to. Of me signing a document? There's no chance. I'm not signing a document.
Is that a real question?
Yeah.
Yes.
The answer is what?
Yes.
The answer is yes?
Sign it.
Other people have told you you should sign it.
Dude, here. You can put two signatures on this one.
We're not doing a dual auto, dude.
Yeah. Come on, man. Okay. Dual auto cut.
We're done. Eddie now knows the secret. He's the only one in this room that knows the secret.
I don't even want to say anything. But guys, I know a secret.
Right, we're going to play Morgan Wallen. We'll move off this. Scuba, will we know in the next 3 months what the secret is?
Definitely in the next 3 months.
2 months.
2 months.
1 month.
Oh, yeah. 1 month.
Oh, okay. I like that. Much better.
Okay. We're talking weeks.
So in the next weeks, we'll find out what it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Now let's play Morgan Wallen. Think about me. I wonder if he'll get sued for that nugget.
This is too much.
Do you not want to know?
This is too much.
It's like The Matrix. You wish you hadn't taken the pill?
I know too much.
Okay. All right. Name something exciting. Identify something exciting in your life that's happening now or could be happening soon. Amy?
Well, I'm like 99.99999% sure that I'm going to go see George Strait in College Station when he plays at Kyle Field in June.
That's cool because it's George, but it's also where you went to school.
Yes. And I haven't been back to College Station in, or A&M or campus or anything like that. It's got to be 20 years. I think I went back shortly after I graduated to go to a football game, and I've not been back.
Amy went to Texas A&M. And she's an Aggie, but she lost her ring, and there is still a reward out there. I forget how much the reward is.
I think you said 50,000.
No, whoa, I did not.
50,000. Oh, I think 1,500.
Oh. You're out of your mind. What's happening?
I just really want to get it back.
No, I know.
Hey, I'm going to go look for it right now.
Wow. Holy cow.
Okay,
1,500. I don't even know that it was that much.
It's probably about that-ish.
What was it, Mike? It was 600.
The ring was $600?
No, the reward.
The reward for it. You're okay. Amy's getting so disappointed that I'm not giving more of my money to find her ring.
$50,000?
Amy's house was burglarized, and they stole a bunch of stuff, including her Aggie ring. You know what? I'll make it $1,500 because I feel the pressure, but...
Oh, no. No pressure.
We've been pressured.
Wait, so why are you putting money in? It's
I don't
her
know.
Ring.
I don't know. She just was like...
I don't know either.
She started with $50,000.
I don't know why, but it's very kind of you. But also, I think with that money you're putting up for the reward, we could just order a new one.
No.
But I want the original.
I'm not paying for a new ring for... You can't go with that money you put up. That's...
Okay, no, just clarify.
The original is important because someone broke into your house.
Yes.
Stole that ring. We've been searching for it for years. If anyone finds a ring with... says Moffitt on it.
Yeah, engraved on the inside. It either has A.M., like my initials, or Amy Moffitt. I can't remember exactly how they engraved it. Yes. Yeah. And then 03 is the year. And it has, it's gold with a little tiny, tiny diamond in the middle.
Okay. I will raise it up. $1,500. I will give that reward if somebody finds the actual ring. Do not make a new one.
Oh.
Because I will know. Oh. That's some bull crap if you do that.
Yeah.
It'll be too shiny.
Well, they won't know what size either.
Great point.
Yeah, it won't fit.
And if the ring don't fit, you must have quit. What I always say, right. Give them money.
And at Texas A&M, rings are important. They're
a
big
deal. Yeah, you dunk it, right? Did you dunk yours?
Yeah, we can dunk yours. We can do a new one.
Yeah, you dunk it in a huge thing of beer. Whatever the beer measurement was, I ended up doing half. Because I didn't want to get sick.
Fair.
I'd probably do none. I drink water.
I don't drink.
The people that don't drink would dunk it in ice cream sundaes.
I just wouldn't dunk it because I'd feel lame.
That'd be
amazing.
It's
the same reason I don't play that water bouncing game or that beer bouncing game.
Beer pong.
Because I don't want to play. They're like, we'll play water pong on your end. How lame am I to play water pong? So the reward is... I'm getting pretty passionate. I just threw my pen.
Right?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
$1,500 for Amy's ring if somebody returns it. It could be in North Carolina, which is where it was stolen.
Yeah.
Twin Peaks?
Southern Pines.
Twin Peaks, good place.
What's Amy doing there?
I was not there.
Southern Pines. Sorry.
Yeah.
All right. So that's exciting.
George Strait.
At Kyle Field.
Yeah.
Let's go over to Morgan in Florida. Morgan, what's exciting right now?
Morning, studio.
Morning.
I found out last week that I'm pregnant.
Well, yeah.
We're going to do this in two phases. First of all, congratulations. Come on.
That's awesome.
Second of all, maybe a little early to tell us on a national show, or do you feel okay about that?
I feel good.
No, not you, her.
Oh.
Well, use the fake name.
Oh, then good.
Okay. Morgan.
All right,
okay.
Morgan, for sure. It's Morgan, yes. Well, then great. I like that. How do you feel? What was your reaction as soon as you saw it?
Well, I went to my doctor's office, and as soon as they told me, I started crying. I was so excited.
Did you expect to be pregnant?
No.
Oh.
Are you...
I'm 41 years old, so I wasn't expecting the news.
Do you know how it happened? Are you familiar with the process, right?
Yes. Gotcha. Very familiar.
Just want to make sure. Oh, very familiar.
So was she trying to have a baby and she got lucky, or was it like...
She got lucky and then had a baby, right?
Well...
One of the... Yes.
Does the dad know?
Oh, good question. Is the dad... Does he know?
Yes.
Okay.
He knows.
Okay. Well, I'm...
He's very excited. He cried when I told him.
Heck yeah. If you're pumped, I'm pumped.
Is this her first baby?
Second.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Clap it up.
Very cool.
That is, finger quotes, Morgan with her news. Hey, Morgan, thank you. Congratulations. I tell you what. Hey, Scuba, I'm going to sign her a kid's book. I'll make it to, don't say it now, but find out her real name or what they want me to sign it to. I have a kid's book that's Stanley the dog in the first day of school, and I will send this to you as your baby gift.
Oh, thank you so much.
Do not hang up, okay?
Okay.
I thought you were going to send her one of the mini helmets.
That's what I thought,
for her baby. For the baby?
That'd be nice.
As soon, as it comes out, put this on its head.
Right.
That's funny. What are you excited about? Lunchbox.
Man, I got a DM from the one and only Chelsea Houska from 16 and Pregnant, teen mom. And she said, Lunchbox, we are planning to doing a grand opening of her store on July 13th. And I would die to have you make your way to South Dakota and come. We'll show you a good old time.
Wow, that's cool.
Oh, my goodness. The show is sending me to South Dakota to meet Chelsea.
The show?
Oh, her show? Teen Mom?
No, the Bobby Bones Show.
Wait, what?
I don't think we're sending. What's the date? The date again?
July 13th.
I think if you want to go.
Well,
is that a weekday or weekend?
I believe it's a Saturday.
Perfect. You can go.
Yeah, you can go, but...
We could broadcast live.
We're not going to pay for it.
Broadcast
on
live?
On a Saturday?
We're not going to pay for that. There's nothing we get from it. But if you want to go, I think you should go.
We get nothing from it?
Lunchbox, by your logic, I also need the show to buy my ticket to Texas for George Strait.
Airfare.
And food.
Nah, that's just a concert.
That at least is something like that
we'll
we play.
We'll talk about.
Yes.
We would talk about Chelsea. We had Chelsea on this show.
Yeah, we've had Parker McCollum on the show.
This is not an insult to Chelsea, but I'm saying George Strait's a little more relevant.
Katie Offerman's opening.
We've had George on the show.
Yes. What I'm going to say is if you want to go, you can even take that Friday and leave early if you need to fly over there.
Oh.
Maybe that Monday.
But you can get back on Sunday. It's easy.
I don't know. I mean, you never know what we're going to get into in South Dakota. She's just going to show me a good old time. That is amazing. Dude, when I saw that DM, I don't ever check, and I just saw that. I was like, oh my gosh, how long ago was this sent? And
How long ago was it sent?
Like 2 days ago. And I was like, oh my goodness.
Did you reply?
No, I was too nervous.
You still haven't replied? Like, let me check or anything?
I didn't know what to say.
He kept her on scene.
Bigger, better deal?
No, I had to not act like I'm too crazy about it.
She knows. She's been on the show on the phone and you've screamed at her how much you loved her. I think that's all good. Like, I think she knows you're passionate.
That's a good word.
About teen moms.
I mean, just imagine, like, I get in a Hyundai and I drive to South Dakota and you guys check in with me on the way.
Okay. That I don't hate if you want to drive it.
Yeah.
But how's he going to do that? Like, it's a 2-day drive, easy.
I don't
right?
know how far.
Let me look it up. I want to think about this.
Oh, boy.
But if he's asking for, like, us to pay for his trip, no, that's not going to happen. Because, like Amy said, why not pay for her George Strait trip then?
Right.
It's a 15-hour, it's a 16-hour drive.
Oh, that's not bad, man.
Okay, hold on. We'll get back to that.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but, you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs, and I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, 1, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon. Because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, like, not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Right Brand bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me, and I came back. It was up here in the studio, and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Right Brand bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the 1 thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked. It is unbelievable, almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Right Brand bacon and experience bacon the right way. All right, let's go over to Cameron in Arkansas first. Hey, Cameron.
Hello. Good morning, studio.
Morning. Where are you right now?
I am at school getting my water ready for class.
Are you a teacher or a student?
Yes, I'm a teacher.
Oh, cool. What's going on? What's exciting right now?
I am currently in the running for America's Favorite Teacher, and tomorrow I will be down to the top 5.
America's favorite teacher?
Yeah.
Whoa. America's?
Wait, what do you teach? What I need to know, because if it's like math, half the show's out. They're not going to vote for you. Yeah, because they struggle. What do you teach?
Great. Science and social studies.
Oh, we love science.
Science is awesome.
I don't like science.
Social studies is great. Wait, you teach science and social studies?
Yeah. Yes.
What kind? What part of science? Like biology? Like, you know, rocks?
It's a little bit of everything. And since I teach 2 grades, I get to do all of it.
Okay, how can we help you win? And if you do win, what do you win?
If I win, I get to be in Reader's Digest, a trip to Hawaii, and $25,000.
Wow. You got to lead with the Hawaiian Reader's the money.
What was the first one?
She gets to be in Reader's Digest. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, it's still out there?
I've seen it at the grocery store.
Yeah. It's still the small book?
Yeah.
I think so.
My grandma used to get that. I'm sure it's different now, but imagine that.
No, it's the same.
It is?
Yeah.
I'm Googling Teacher of the Year Reader's Digest. Yeah. See if I can find her profile.
Dude, that's amazing.
Yeah, we got to help. So when is it a vote? Can it be a fan vote type thing?
Yes, it is a public voting thing, and it started with 25 in my group, and I'm down to top 10. Tomorrow will be the top 5. And then it'll go to quarterfinals, semifinals, and finals.
Holy cow. So do you already know you're in the top 5?
Yes.
Okay, let me put you on hold.
Ray, would you get her information?
Well, I can't ever.
Where do we go?
I'm looking and
to
I
the
don't...
grocery store and get that book.
I'm
mail
on...
it in. No, I'm sure there's somewhere online, but the top five isn't up. It's not able to be voted on yet until tomorrow.
Where is she from?
She's from... What town are you from, Cameron? Oh, we lost her. No, she's back. Hey, Cameron, what town are you from?
Scranton, Arkansas.
Scranton, Arkansas. What's the school?
Scranton Elementary School.
Duh, dumb.
A little bitty town.
Okay, we're in. Let's find out what's up, Ray, and we'll try to help her out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks. Don't be so passionate. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
If you're a Wheel of Fortune fan, or if you're just curious, you get the first look at Ryan Seacrest as host. Seacrest is going to do a great job hosting that show. There is nobody more consistently just really good at hosting anything as Ryan Seacrest. I got to work with him for 4 years. To watch him on a prompter, it was like watching Picasso paint.
Really?
He would run through an hour of prompter in like 12 minutes. Where I'm more like, just give me a couple lines. I don't see very well. So I had to learn how to kind of improv it a bit. He is a machine. And this show, he's also very funny, but he doesn't really allow that to come out a lot of times because he's like, I can pay my moneymaker. I'll be completely solid on the prompter.
Yeah.
He's actually a really funny guy. But Ryan Seacrest taking over as Wheel of Fortune host. Pass Ajak was on for 41 years.
Wow.
Jeez.
So is Vanna going to be with Ryan? Okay.
So she's staying, huh?
It's Seacrest and Vanna. And there's a clip out. And I don't really watch Wheel of Fortune. I did when I was young, but that was the game show I was the worst at. Of all game shows, that was the one I was worst. My grandma would dominate me.
But you were still really good at it?
Nope. It was terrible. It'd be like Aang Man. I'd be like, I don't know, Kang Man? No. Lang Man? Nope. And someone would go, I'd like to solve the puzzle, Hang Man. I'm like, oh, so come on. Yeah, I was terrible. What game show would you be the worst at?
Jeopardy.
Lunchbox?
Jeopardy, obviously. I mean, you watch it and I can't get one question. I'm like, these people are so annoying.
I can get the lower dollar amount ones. But it's
like very rarely.
Yeah.
Eddie?
Jeopardy.
Oh.
I mean, do we rock easy trivia, but Jeopardy, that's a different level.
I don't know that we rock it.
Like, easy trivia? Well, it's easy. But I'd be bad at like win, lose, or draw.
Oh, I can't
or, like,
draw.
Like Pictionary, because I'm not an artist in any way. I'd be bad at that one too. Let's talk about this. Let's see. Americans have made their resolutions for 2024, but how many have stuck to them this far into the year? So it's April 24th. I don't even know what mine was.
I don't remember mine.
That's how much I'm probably not sticking to it. But I don't really make them unless they're just like, I commit to this. But I don't remember committing to anything. Anybody remember the resolution?
I do.
What is yours?
Give my opinion more.
I don't think that was possible.
You're doing great, dude.
No, it is. Like, instead of, even if they do a good job or a bad job, let them know. Write reviews. Get the word out there.
Oh, not on this show. You mean out. I was going to say, on this show, your opinion's, it's free flowing all the time.
Yeah.
But like, you mean like online.
Yeah, like the grocery store when I showed up at 9:50 and it was supposed to close at 10 and they had the doors locked. Instead of just letting it go and, you know, saying, oh, you know, no big deal. No, I called the manager and let him know, hey, what's going on?
How many positive reviews, though, have you done?
I don't think I've done any.
Okay, so you're only looking for things to say negatively.
Yeah. Like, remember the restaurant that was supposed to be open at 6 a.m. and I showed up at 6:34 with my kids?
We remember.
Guess what?
Yes.
I went and wrote a review.
I hear you, but it wasn't to give more negative reviews. It was to give more reviews and opinions. But where are your positive opinions?
I haven't been blown away by anybody yet.
But what if it's just slightly positive?
Slightly. I mean, that's just doing average work. That's fine. You're doing the normal.
So your goal was to be angrier and more negative.
No. Give my opinion more. Speak up.
Okay. I don't remember mine.
I don't remember if I had one other than trying to learn about investing more. And we're doing that through Lunchbox.
You're welcome. I thought yours was air or something like that, Amy.
Well, last year her word was water.
That's
that was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Water.
Well, we talked about it for a whole year, so it feels like it. People still aren't, they're like a third are still going with theirs, but I guess we're in the two thirds. I don't remember what they said. You can make your love stronger by doing this, addressing your loved ones as dear, honey, sweetie, or any pet name guarantees they'll feel happier and more loved.
Does that mean for kids too?
Firstforwomen.com. I don't think so. I think it's like a love life.
The other kind of love.
Oh, because when I say honey to my son, he hates it. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I would not like
that's
that.
Weird.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, mine is like when I call him bud. They don't like that.
They don't?
Yeah. Hey, bud, will you take the trash out? Like, it's been there for 2 days.
Well, maybe it's
yeah, bud
like
doesn't
this.
Feel good.
You know what I mean?
It's like if an adult man calls you bud too. It's like I'm talking down to you. It's like you think you're better than me.
And I only use it in that tense too. I never say like bud, good job. Never.
You're writing reviews like Lunchbox, exactly. But with the word bud.
Yeah.
The most powerful word you can use to convince someone to do something. What do you think it is?
Please.
Now.
I would have thought it was please as well. It's definitely not now.
Oh.
When you get a chance.
Bud. Bud. It's you. Y-O-U. In a Yale study, you ranked as the number one most influential power word in English. You shows you care about the other person, which is necessary to convince someone that what you want is important and that will be mutually beneficial. In fact, the only way to boost the power of you is to replace it with the person's actual name. So make it about not what... I'll use I in this. I'm not going to make it about what I want, but I'm going to make it about what you can do and it can be beneficial for you and me.
Okay. Just being, you know, intentional with your words to get what you want. It's not total manipulation, right? It's just like these are helpful tools for us to get things done. Because I'm trying.
Well, manipulation's an odd term to use. I think you can see it as that.
You are kind of
but
doing
I think
that,
isn't language manipulation? Like we talk to people in many ways, and life is manipulation. Positive manipulation.
Yeah. Some can be used for like if you're manipulating in a bad way, but others can be just this is language that's helpful.
What was the book? What was the thing the teacher said?
Reader's Digest.
This is from Reader's Digest.
There you go.
It's the thing.
Still around, dude.
Yeah, but I thought it was like a website.
Yeah, but you don't go to the grocery store.
I know. I don't grocery shop.
You don't see it at the
it's
checkout.
Not at the gas station.
Right.
Dude, we went to a gas station in Auburn. Have I told the story like 8 times yet?
Yes, and you still talk about it a lot.
It blew my mind. It's right next to the Auburn campus, and we go to hang out with Coach Pearl and the team, and we stop at the gas station, get a banana, maybe get some waters, and you take your stuff, and you just put it on the counter, and it goes, and tells you exactly how much. You just lay it on the counter. It tells you exactly what to pay, how much it costs. Unbelievable. At a gas station.
Yeah.
I wanted to go back on the way out just to do that again.
And you only went in by yourself when you came out. You're like,
oh, I gotta go in. It's the craziest thing. You just lay yourself on the counter. That's my grocery store, though.
Yeah.
John Lennon's long-lost 12-string acoustic guitar that was used on the Beatles' Help album is expected to sell for up to $800,000.
Yeah, I bet.
That's wild. I was looking up some more auto cut signatures last night, my new hobby. And I came across a Buddy Holly signed guitar.
Oh, did you love Buddy Holly?
I love Buddy Holly. Buddy Holly and Rivers from Weezer's Why I Wear My Glasses like this. There's no chance. It was like 40 grand.
That's a lot.
Could they cut it up out of the guitar?
It was his signature. Just he signed something.
You get like a string.
A guitar. And it was 40 grand. I was like, there's no chance. Yeah, I just want a piece of paper with his name on it. But this is that 12-string acoustic, almost $1 million at Julian's Auctions.
Crazy.
Cursive is being reintroduced in schools as a call to remove devices gets louder. They're like, don't let kids have phones. Don't let kids have... Let's teach them old school things like cursive. What's next? Churning butter? Let's be honest.
I mean, I'd like to know how to...
Fourth period. Hanging a clothesline? that's from the Daily Mail. And then finally, you like loud cars?
Yeah.
Not really.
Pretty cool.
What do you like about them? Do you like to hear them or be in them?
Be in them.
And what do you think that... Why?
Shows everybody, here I come. Like, it turns heads.
It does turn heads. Like when you're thinking a positive way?
Yeah, like when you're driving or you're let's say you're sitting on a patio somewhere and you're, vroom, vroom, you're like, oh man, what car is that? And you start looking like, dang, pretty cool.
I'm more annoyed. Like, what car
is
that?
Yeah, it's more like you're looking for the douchebag in that car.
Yeah.
Well, if you like loud cars, a study's found that there's a strong correlation between men who want a car that's louder or to modify mufflers and being a psychopath.
Oh.
Interesting.
So what does that mean?
it says when they got the results of the study, they expected to see a strong correlation of a look at me type person, but also heavy narcissism and traits of psychopathy. Is that how you say that word?
I don't know. It doesn't sound right.
I know it doesn't. Psychopathy doesn't sound right. Psychopathy? But it's psychopathic tendencies. And so that's you, buddy.
Oh.
You're a psychopath. I knew you were a narcissist, but a psychopath?
Hold on.
What?
Wasn't like Ted Bundy a psychopath?
Yeah, I don't think you're a psychopath.
Okay, thank you.
But that's what that article said.
No, it just traits. I think it could develop into one if we're not careful.
Hey, man, that's what it said.
That's the news.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
All right, we'll come back. We'll grab some more calls. We got a lot of people on the phone that want to share something pretty cool. What's going on with them? I'm hesitant. I need to think about if we want to even do this bit. Lunchbox wants to offer somebody money to do something. Not dirty.
Oh, okay.
But it's like, I don't even know if I want to entertain it because it just feels like clickbait for a bit. But we'll talk about if we're even going to do the bit. Well, we won't do the bit. But we'll talk about if we're going to do the bit. Because he claims he's going to use his own money to hire somebody from the show.
Oh. Okay.
Sounds fishy.
It sounds fishy. We'll be back. Let's go to Jessica in Richmond, Virginia. Hey, Jessica, what's going on?
Hi. I have something exciting.
Let's go. Let's hear it.
So we just celebrated my 5-year-old son's third, what we call brain day, which is the third anniversary of his surgery, brain surgery, that made him seizure-free and saved his life.
Wow.
Wow. That's awesome.
That is awesome. Also heavy back in the day, but is he like clear now? Like after the surgery, are they like, he's now good to go?
He had a stroke in utero, wow. Which is what caused his epilepsy. So he still has delays, still has just functional issues and stuff related to both the stroke and the surgery. But he's been seizure free for 3 years, and that's huge for him.
That is awesome. That's it. That's
Happy brain day.
Happy brain day. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. Tell him we said happy third brain day on his fifth.
Yes, happy third brain day.
It's his birthday though, right?
No, he's brain 5. Oh,
right. No, I know. It's
brain day, man.
Yeah, sorry, my bad. Well, that's awesome news, Jessica. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Like it's a second birthday.
Got it.
Yeah.
So Lunchbox, his exciting news was he got invited to go to South Dakota to hang out with a teen mom. And he wants us to pay for it, which we cannot. And then he said he wants to drive like the Hyundai, but that's a 16-hour drive and it would take like 3 shows just to drive.
That'd be great.
I don't know that no one wants to go. Like you wouldn't want to drive it by yourself.
No, I'd take my family.
That's okay, right?
I mean, yeah.
But he's not going to miss 3 days of shows to go to some opening that's on a Saturday.
Right. No, I won't miss shows. You'll call me in the car and we'll go live. Yeah. And I'll take it off speaker because you always say take it off Bluetooth.
Yeah, I do say that. I do say take it off speaker.
I'll hold it up to my ear. My wife will drive at that time. That's my good. Kids will be quiet.
Your wife can't drive insurance reasons because the Hyundai is, I mean, it's my Hyundai.
Yeah. Like also, I said, my wife wouldn't drive.
You always like talk about you drive. You're the man.
But right, Amy. But if I'm on, I can't talk and drive at the same time.
Sure, you can
pull over.
No, you just said I have to take it off Bluetooth.
Okay, Eddie, what's your exciting news?
Okay, all right. So anyway, I'm going to Scottsdale, dude. I've never ever been to Scottsdale, and my wife booked the flights.
What are you doing there?
Just me and my wife getting away from the kids. We're doing it in August, and I cannot wait.
Did you ever take her to the show she wanted to go to in California?
But she booked a trip for you.
So she's taking you somewhere you want to go, but...
I guess she's doing it for me. If she booked the flights, I think it's for us, as a couple, not really just for me. Because I didn't pick Scottsdale.
You didn't?
No, she did.
Okay.
But I've never been to Scottsdale. I hear cool things about Scottsdale, but it's a place where we can get massages, and she said there's a golf course there. We go hiking, and no kids, baby. I cannot wait.
Does she golf?
No.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that place is known for those kind of activities. Mm-hmm. But she asked, he had one request to go to one concert.
Yeah.
It's a comedy show.
Oh, yeah. But Hollywood Bowl. Yeah.
Hollywood Bowl. In like 10 years. 4 comedians. It's a big deal. That's okay. It's expensive tickets.
Hey, good for you, buddy.
Dude, I cannot wait. I'm so excited.
Good for you. I'm glad you could be excited about that.
Thank you, man.
Let's go to Kim in Alabama, who's on the phone. Kim, what's going on with you?
Good morning, studio.
Morning.
We are so excited because our son, Justin Hamner, won the 2024 Bassmaster Classic presented by Jockey March the 24th.
What? He didn't, put weights in the fish or anything, right?
They do that.
Yeah.
Yes. He did not.
Okay, that's good. Can I watch those guys on TikTok who, cheat, and they do the weigh-in, and they slide, little weights in it.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, wow, your bass weighs 102 pounds. You're like, that's a lot. That's pretty big for a bass.
So did your son catch the big one, or was it, a bunch of fish?
It was a 3-day tournament, and he led all 3 days and finished with 58 pounds and 3 ounces.
That's a lot of fish.
3 pounds over the second place guy.
I like it when they hold him up. Nice. Like, they drive, they go into, the arena, and they're like...
Oh, yeah.
Holding it up. Oh! I used to fish in tournaments a lot. Well, a medium amount. It's just too early for me.
You know what? I saw my first one recently, like how they all take off. Like all
boats. It's like being in a triathlon. It's like
hilarious.
When I trained to swim and do a triathlon, and I was doing an Olympic triathlon. I never trained with people, and everybody goes at the same time. They're swimming over the top of each other. And I was like, oh, I had a little mild panic attack. It's the same thing in a fishing tournament where everybody's there, and it's like, go.
But in the marina, there's no wake zones, so they all start off going real slow, and it's like, oh, it's all cool. And as soon as they pass that little buoy, whoa, they all take off.
Everybody knows racing for like the hot spot?
The secret brush pile, you know? Everybody's trying to get to that secret brush pile. Huh. Well, that's cool. Congratulations, Kim. I bet you're pretty proud.
We are. We're so excited for him because it's just a life-changing experience for him and his family. And then this past Sunday, he was invited to Talladega for the Geico 500. And he got to meet Ross Chastain, who drives the number one car by Jockey. And it has Justin's name on the car.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
So this is what I like about her. This is Kim. She has mentioned even the sponsors twice.
Yeah. Smart.
She's like, one of the Bassmasters presented by Jockey.
Brought to you by Jockey.
And I'm like, that's legit. And then she brought him up again.
And she was happy for her son, not even her.
That's crazy. Yeah. After the first day, he had 22 pounds and 5 ounces or something like that.
Are you looking at?
Yeah,
looking
YouTube video.
That's pretty cool.
Did you see that Talladega race?
No.
I didn't think so. It was awesome.
I don't watch.
It ended on a wreck.
Hey, I don't watch race car. I wish I did.
Were they okay?
I mean, I think, yeah. For the most part, NASCAR wrecks it. Like, they're usually okay afterwards.
I don't even park well. I don't, like, in my own life. So, yeah.
I'm not going to crap on it.
Okay, good. Then don't. I'm going to move on then.
But can I ask you something?
No, not if you're going to crap on her exciting news.
No, I'm going to ask you a question. It's not crapping.
Go ahead.
I went to Justin's Instagram page, and it says Justin Hammer. And underneath it, it says athlete.
You're making.
I'm asking you. He's a fisherman.
Fishing is a sport.
I don't know.
I would say fisherman.
Or outdoorsman.
Outdoorsman.
Yeah, I don't know about athlete, but.
That's a tricky one.
That's like if a bowler was saying athlete.
Hold on. You and Eddie work out, and you're an athlete. We all work out.
Recreational.
Yeah, but we're doing
physical. I don't put athlete on my profile. Even though I do shows.
You don't get paid for it.
Yes, I do. I've created shows where I...
Okay. Fair.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he's getting paid, though, for his sport.
I think Lunchbox has a point here.
Well, it's just...
I don't know.
How do you define a professional fisherman? An athlete or not?
And I think he would rather be called a fisherman, right? Wouldn't you rather be called a fisherman? Like, that's what he is.
He's got a lot of followers. What do you think, Kim? Is Justin an athlete?
They consider themselves pro athletes.
She's laughing.
Because they have to stand up for 10 hours a day throwing.
I mean, I wait at tables. I had to stand up for a long time.
Even she's laughing at her son calling himself an athlete.
He probably would too, though. If he's like, is it traditionally what some would consider? No. But I'm going to give it to him because it is a sport where you get a trophy.
And he is a pro.
It is a competition. So I'm going to go.
It does hurt to cast a lot, man, over and over.
Sometimes your wrist gets a little tired.
Right.
You know?
Do y'all think that cheerleaders are athletes?
Little jerk. Oh, yeah.
Does Lunchbox?
Cheerleaders? I bet he does. They do insane things.
They're athletes, but they're not. It's not a sport.
Cheerleading
is a sport.
No, it's a competition. It's a competition.
Oh, okay.
It's not a sport.
Do you think sports are only with balls?
I would think most sports are with balls, but I can make a couple of
like fishing. Fishing's a sport.
I'm not going to put fishing in there as my couple that I would take that say
that's what I'm saying.
Balls.
Gymnastics.
But yeah, gymnastics, I would say cheerleading. If you're doing flips and stuff and you're getting scored on it,
you're competing.
Yes, but football players compete. Baseball players compete. So competing alone doesn't make me go, well, sport or not sport.
Race car driving.
Yeah, because it's physically very difficult. I didn't know that. But I like it. Kim, thank you for your call. We're rooting for him. We're going to follow him, and he's going to be my favorite athletes.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Speaking of athletes, I'll give you my exciting thing real quick. So we're doing the show yesterday, and you know how I'm doing my list of people that I've geeked out when I met, like starstruck. I did a whole list, and number 5 was Derek Jeter, and I had Adam Duritz from the County Crows on there. I had Lenny Kravitz, and I'm doing my list of people that I've been starstruck. Jim Nance from the Final Four, NFL football, the Masters, and I do Steve Young, who is a Super Bowl champion quarterback from the 49ers. The time I met him and was like a fool because I was like, hi, Mr. Young.
Yeah.
He texted me yesterday after the show. Didn't even know he had my number. He did.
Steve Young?
He tracked it. Yeah, he went to a guy that runs a golf course tournament and said, hey, do you know Bobby's number? And he was like, yeah. So Steve Young texted me when the show was over yesterday. And then we texted like all afternoon.
What did y'all text about?
Well, I felt kind of geeky because I do what I do where I kind of, I won't say I wasn't aggressive like Lunchbox, but I have my own geeky way of doing things. And I'm like, oh, where Lunchbox like yells at people and they get scared. I was like, hey, text me whenever, which feels
anytime I'm available.
Yeah, it's like not cool. Like,
call me. Would you FaceTime him ever?
No, but we did send a, so I was with my friend Ben Rector yesterday and he came up, Ben was telling a story about playing golf with Huey Lewis, you know, it's the power of love, you know that song? Mm-hmm. And he was like, me and Huey Lewis and Steve Young. And I was like, wait, Steve Young texted me today. So we sent a video, and then Steve Young sent us a video back going, oh, wow.
What world are we living in?
We're best friends. We're best friends. I don't even know what to do.
Wow. My best friend. That escalated quickly.
What about best friend?
Well, I said text me anytime, so I'm waiting for...
When's his birthday?
I don't know.
Hey, you can Google that.
I don't know you guys' birthday. I kind of know what month they are in.
Yeah. After all these years, you don't know?
Amy, I don't think I know yours.
Eddie's, those are right by each other.
Yeah, I know. They're really close. If I were to guess Steve Young, he'd probably say like October. I don't know the date.
Did you Google that?
You need to be thinking about what gift you're going to get.
My phone is face down.
He's your bestie.
Yeah, he's my new best friend. But that was my exciting news, that Steve Young, Super Bowl champion. No, not today.
Text him. Good morning.
Good morning.
No.
Good morning.
That's true. He's in California.
But he rises early, like 6:30.
No. Do a little coffee emoji.
I already said text me whenever.
Good morning.
I'm not doing that. Okay, we're going to come back.
My mom says, I hope you have a great day. Like, that's nice.
Yeah,
I met him one time, and I was a nerd when I met him.
He like prayed for you. Hope you have a great day.
So anyway, that's my exciting thing. And Amy's, if you missed it, well, she's going to go to George Strait, probably at Kyle Field, where she went to college, Texas A&M. Mm-hmm. And so there is a new show called The Boar's Nest. Speaking of country music, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. So Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson, and the whole show is how the biggest names in outlaw country started that musical revolution, but it's the true story. But there are actors like Mandy Moore is playing Sue Brewer.
She's voicing her.
Yeah. It's the Audible original. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country.
It's going to take some time, especially for some of these backwards people to catch up with real talent. You are an original, Willie. And the rhythms of your songs, I swear, it's like the rhythm of your heart. Don't lose that.
T.J. Osborne from Brothers Osborne's Johnny Cash.
Oh, that's awesome.
He plays Johnny Cash in it.
Very cool.
The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now on Audible. Hit up audible.com/The Boar's Nest.
So she would host them at her house. Like, that's where they
Sue
were playing.
Sue Brewer would, yeah.
Sue would, yeah.
At their house. Not Mandy Moore.
Not Mandy Moore.
Yeah, Mandy Moore.
But I don't know. It's just kind of cool, like, thinking that somewhere back in the day, it's like, oh, we got to play this music. Come to my house to play it because people aren't ready for it.
Yeah, they weren't ready for that jelly.
We weren't, man. But we love it now.
Well, you weren't really alive.
No, I wasn't. But still, outlaw country, dude, I love it now.
I'm close. He was close.
No, I was not close.
Well, to being alive.
That was
closer
not.
Than us.
Audible.com/The Boar's Nest. When we come back, we will debate, do we even want to hear why Lunchbox wants to offer money to somebody on the show?
Yes, we do. I mean, because what if the person wants to take the money?
That's right.
But he's doubting it for a reason, Amy.
We'll come back. We'll do it next. Yeah. Okay, Lunchbox, I don't know how much money you're offering. I'll let you have it. I just don't feel like this is going to end up in a good place, but go ahead.
Listen, I am willing to give Abby, I want to give Abby $1,500. My money.
Wow. Right now. Do you already feel like there's something up?
Yes. Okay, why would he give $1,500?
Right. The guy who doesn't want to give anybody a penny, and especially his arch nemesis.
I am going to give her 1,500 smackers.
Yeah, we got that.
Four. Of my hard-earned cash. If Abby is willing to stop singing for 1 year.
What?
Wait.
Abby.
There's no way you're getting, that's your own money. You would not do this.
I will go to the ATM right now and get 1,500. I mean.
Why would you do this?
What does her singing do to you?
She can't sing for a year. Oh. I'm talking blind karaoke. I'm talking she can't take any gigs. $1,500 because she is running the St. Jude Half Marathon. She has a goal of raising $5,500. She's at $4,000.
Oh, so you'll pay the... So you're not giving her the money.
I will give $1,500 if she does not sing for 1 year.
It's not even going to me?
Yeah, it's not even going to you. Do you think you can raise the other $1,500?
No.
Let's all chip in right now.
People aren't donating. No. Yes. Abby, are you...
You made it sound like you were going to pay her, to be honest.
I am.
No.
I'm going to give it to her, and then she's going to give it to St. Jude. Abby, are you willing to stop singing for an entire year for my $1,500.
Abby, I'll donate $500 to your St. Jude account right now.
Okay.
Just so we don't.
Thank
so
you.
So it's not a thing.
That's not $1,500. Wow. You're still short.
Link, okay, I'll match it.
Link me. Me. Text and link.
Okay.
And yeah. we'll get that covered.
Dang, so I already have, $1,000?
Yeah, so now I'm going to give you $500, Abby.
Well, no, I think you're missing the point.
I'm going to give you $500, and you know what? You don't sing for an entire year.
Love St. Jude. This is great. Great
this
idea.
Is Lunchbox.
This is so good. That means I can't take gigs for a year.
So let's say
you know what? For your troubles, Abby, you know what? I'll give you $500 cash.
But no. But now you've lowered the money amount altogether.
That'd be $2,000 total.
But she doesn't need the $1,500. We're about to pay $500.
Okay, so I'll give you $500 of my own money for you not to sing and $500 St. Jude.
That's what I'm saying. You just went down.
Because it was $1,500 to start with.
Would you just give her $1,500 in cash for her to keep if we hit her total?
No.
Why? It's money coming from you anyway.
He wants it to be a write-off.
That was the offer. There was not negotiations. This was not a, hey, let's make a deal. This was, I am coming to you with an offer. It's called a take it or leave it. It's like, let's make a deal, or what is it called, deal or no deal? Mm-hmm. You talk to the banker and you say, no deal or deal. That's it. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want to pass up money for St. Jude and the kids, that's on you.
No, we're going to give it. You reminded us that we will donate to that.
Yeah, I want
to
support that's Abby.
But yeah, she's still short.
Yeah, well.
I'm sure she'll get it. Well, I'll link it. What's up? I'll link it on my Instagram story. Yeah, I'll post it. I bet you raise the other $500 from listeners. So send us the link, Abby.
Hey, I love this. Great idea. Yeah. Dang.
Yeah.
You raised a bunch of money. And I tell you what, you want to sing every day next week?
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
In some form or fashion.
Like a song a day.
Yeah, we'll play her song maybe on Monday.
Play her song, yes.
But why does he not want her to sing so bad?
I know why. I think I know why.
Why?
Well, my guess is he's like, no more blind karaoke because she often wins and that steals the spotlight from him. And then with her doing gigs, she got that big gig that she's making a lot of money for, and he doesn't like her making money.
She's going to make a ton of money.
Right. Is that it, Lunchbox? Yes.
No, it's because I don't like her voice.
But
like
she would lose so much money by taking that money.
Yeah.
I'm the one that went out and got her gigs. I'm the one that got her the gig at the hotel. Like, I've furthered her career more than she's furthered her own career. I'm the one that got her to learn guitar. Like, you guys understand, I am the catalyst for her career.
You've made fun of her. And you didn't really get her, like, the Vegas gig. You tricked her into playing on the street.
Right. But the hotel downtown, I got that gig.
Yeah.
And if you're the catalyst.
But then you went and tried to record her and make her nervous so you could bring audio.
Right. Yeah. And then you never tipped me or anything.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to tip you. I got you the gig.
But you did it for your own enjoyment.
And she did play to an empty room. It's kind of awkward.
That's the gigs.
It's kind of awkward.
Abby, do you want the $1,500 to stop singing?
No deal.
No deal.
All right.
I knew there was something to it.
That was way too good to be true.
It was way too good to be true.
I was like, what?
But he just wants to... I thought it was going to be like, hey, come play at a wedding or something.
But was it not... Hey, it was a legit offer. You guys thought I was making it up.
No, it wasn't legit.
And I was going to help St. Jude in the process. And I was going to save our listeners' ears for a year.
You know that. You know, opinion. But you said you were going to pay Abby, then it turned mid...
No, I was going to pay Abby, and then she would have to get online and donate it.
Right. Okay, well, Abby, send us that link. I got you.
Okay, thank you.
Amy's got you, and then our listeners will have you as well.
I love this.
Lunchbox, no.
All right, no deal.
No deal.
Save me some money.
Mm-hmm. And you just wanted to write it off anyway.
Yeah.
And then you wanted to brag about donating.
That too. Yeah. And I got Abby not to sing for a year. That would have been a win.
I like when Abby sings.
Win.
Hey, there.
That's all I do.
Hey, can you play? We don't have time.
No, we don't. Sorry.
No? Dang. I was going to give it a spin right now, Abby.
No, man.
We'll get it Monday.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, we'll come back.
Thanks. Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead. Story of the day. This story comes to us from New York City. A man walked into a Dunkin' and wanted to get a half dozen donuts. Walked in, said, I need a half dozen pumpkin donuts. The guy's like, sorry, man, we only got 5 left. He goes, I need a half dozen pumpkin donuts.
Which would be how many, guys?
6.
Good job.
And he says, sir, we only have 5. That's when he picked up one of the donuts, hit him in the face, and said, "You're going to blanking make me another pumpkin donut."
All for one donut? Did he have, were his six wives at home all going to kill him individually?
Right, or six kids?
Then you just don't get one, Pops.
Let's hope he doesn't have kids.
He was going to take him home to his family, and he became unhinged.
Great. You know what, bro? You don't get a pumpkin donut, but you can have any other donut.
Sure. And, bro, they can't just make a donut real quick for you. Like, that's a process.
No, no, no. He left, came back with a gun.
Oh. Okay.
You guys didn't let me get there.
Did he get a six pumpkin donut?
That'll get it.
No, but he was a convicted felon that was not supposed to have a gun, and so now he's facing multiple years in prison.
You know, all that is kind of in line. Like, but, you know, that's who makes dumb decisions, people who have made other dumb decisions. He's a convicted felon.
For a donut.
But it doesn't matter. Yes.
He's going back to jail for a donut.
No, he's not. He's going back to jail because of disrespect.
Yeah.
Yes. All right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
An Oregon lottery ticket worth $1 million spent weeks stored in a Tupperware container with other lottery tickets before she was like, "Oh, yeah, I should check these." And then she did. She's 52. Her name's Leslie Carr. She bought a whole stack of tickets. Put them in the Tupperware. It's like, oh, yeah, I gotta check those. I forgot all about it. The very last ticket in the stack, she stuck through the machine, and it gave her, like, a weird message. Because I guess there's a Lunchbox, there's a machine in some places you can get them checked.
Yeah, you can just go in, and you can scan it or...
Got it.
I don't know about insert. I've always done the scanner.
So she asked the store clerk for help because it kept giving her a weird message. She was trying to scan them herself, all of them. And so the store clerk was like... you won $1 million. Wild. That's also that situation, too, where dishonest store clerks would be like, "Yeah, the machine's broken. You lost."
Keep it.
And then put it in their pocket. Like, that kind of thing has happened before. But she said winning is a dream come true. She's going to pay off her mortgage, buy a new truck, take a vacation. That's from UPI.
So Lunchbox maybe should start putting his lottery tickets in a Tupperware box?
Well, there's like three things, and he hasn't really done any of them.
Church.
Go to church and find a message.
You won't do it.
Someone did that. The Tupperware. And what was the last one we did before the Tupperware?
Oh, man.
Oh, do something nice.
No, I did that.
Okay.
He doesn't even remember.
I've had good karma.
We go through all these strategies, and he doesn't even make a note of it.
I was being nice. What was the other one?
There was one the other day.
And that's probably the one that was going to win you all the money. I'm still thinking you need to go to church. But not because just the lottery ticket, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe just go to church.
I'm going to check that out.
You're going to just breeze by one day and see what it's all about?
I do see people sometimes. There's a church over by my house that I see them walking in on Sunday mornings.
That's when they go, yeah.
Yeah, that's church.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yep. All right, good luck. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye, everybody. The Bobby Bones Show.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.